Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Oh, okay. If you have issues with the mother-in-law, this may trigger some PTSD. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna want your feedback on this. So call us at 651-989-5795. How do you handle this? Go ahead, Jillian. We're all ears. What's going on with the big divorce? What's happening?
I'm in the middle of a divorce, and I'm basically in a war with my soon-to-be ex-mother-in-law.
A war with the mother-in-law? Why? This is not her business.
Well, she's never really liked me, but this is freaking too much. Like, she wants our family heirloom back from an engagement ring, and I'm fine with that. Fine. Take your freaking ring.
Okay. I didn't realize that. So she gave you the family engagement ring when you got married?
Yes, which I never asked for. I wanted to go buy my own. And she had this over my head, basically, our whole freaking marriage. But that's not the only thing. She wants, like, this recipe book back, and it's written by her and her mom's mom. And I get that. It should be kept in the family. I don't want your freaking recipes. It's the other thing she wants from me that I can't freaking bend on right now.
Hold on, I just have to stop for a second. The fact that she's fighting to get a recipe book back? Over my dead body, will you make Grandma Franny's brownies?
You're not making our Bermuda dip, that's ours.
She really uses that. Like, when we're arguing, she's like, how dare you take the casserole that you know won first prize every year? I'm like, I don't make it.
Oh,
wow. Okay, so she's really into family things.
They're like super, super into their generations, and they talk about it all the time. It's ridiculous, but that's not even the main thing.
I was going to say, what can't you bend on?
As a gift, they gave me and my husband $50,000 to start our life together. Awesome, right? Amazing. Dream mother-in-law. But no, now she's like, oh, you need to give half of that back. How is us not working out my alone issue? And she's blaming me for breaking her poor son's heart. No, you don't understand what goes on between us. This is not my fault. So why should I have to give back my present?
Yeah, no kidding. Whoa. That is not a gift. I mean, who does that? You owe me 25 grand back?
Right? Like, who just has that laying around? And this is an issue because of my husband. He's the one that duped me into marrying him.
What do you mean?
I'm basically his beard. That's right. He's bisexual and apparently in love with another man, but it's my fault. Of course, his mom has no clue because how could her beautiful baby boy be anything but perfect?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot going on here. I see why you're worked up. I totally get it.
So he's told his mother, oh, yeah, I'm leaving her. She's the worst. So your mom, in her mind, thinks the marriage went to hell because of you.
Yes, exactly. She absolutely blames me, and I can't go and tell her your son is gay. I can't say that.
Well, he's not gay. He's bi. A little different there. But anyway, I get your point.
Because he's in love with this man who he's been cheating on me with for the past 3 years.
Right. He cheated on you?
Yes, 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 yes. And, you know, right now he's, like, going beyond to take care of me. He's like, I can't believe I'm put you through this. I'm so sorry. And whatever. I'm no longer with this man. You can go and have your man. I don't care. He's wonderful. Go and enjoy your life. But why do I need to give $25,000 so you can go be with him?
Agreed.
Yeah. Jeez. Give the stupid ring back. Give the recipe book back.
At this point, I'd keep it all.
Really? Yeah. I would make that casserole and hand it out for free on the streets.
Oh, publish her recipes on the internet. Listen here, lady. Oh, you don't know the first thing about this. And the fact that you're treating me like a dog, this is what you get.
Yeah, the secret's water chestnuts. I told everybody.
Water chestnuts are never a secret.
That's true. You can always get the crunch of them.
Right.
That's on me. You always know
they're there.
Wow. So what are we supposed to do with this? I don't believe that you owe her $25,000, not for 1 minute.
Right? It was a gift.
Thank you.
I also don't believe you owe her the ring. I mean,
I always wondered.
That's tougher.
Right? It's not like baby boy's going to put it on a lady finger. Well, maybe he will.
You never know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even want the ring. Every time I look at the ring, I just think of the last 3 years of lies and just betrayal. And I don't even want it. She can have the ring. She can have the recipe book. Newsflash, lady, I never made a single thing in that book. Never. Never made a single thing. So have it back. but I'm not paying you 25 grand because you're crazy and your son just wants to go be happy.
Could make copies of the recipe book. I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, so she's going to want to know a reason why you're not willing to pay the 25 grand.
Yeah.
Do you out her son? That's really what it is. And give a reason why.
Or could your soon-to-be ex-husband, could he pay the $25,000 and pretend it's from you?
Oh.
He owes you.
Oh.
She's not asking him for $25,000. She's just asking for me. So it's like, he should be able to cough that up, but she's not going to accept money from him.
What if she thinks it's from you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He has to pay you back.
Honestly, it's the principle of the thing. Like, why would I have to do this?
Totally.
There was no contract. There was no in lieu of divorce, you know? No, there was none of that. And so why do I have to even stress about this? Just leave me alone.
It sounds like you're plenty stressed the way it is. So yeah. Why don't we get calls from listeners, their thoughts on this? What part do we love? What part are we listing? Sarah's in Minneapolis. How do you handle this?
Hey, first of all, crazy situation. Oh my gosh, I can't believe she's asking for that back. But what I was thinking is the mother-in-law starts getting really nasty about this. I would say he cheated on me. You don't have to say it was with a guy. So mm-hmm. Not outing him. But this wasn't all me. It wasn't even me, really. He's the one who cheated on me and ended our marriage. This isn't my fault. I don't owe you anything for this.
That could be fine. And she'll say, all right, I still want the money back. What do you say to that?
I would say no. It's his fault that the marriage is over.
Yeah. In fact, because he cheated, I may go after him. Right?
For his half, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Okay. So you'd tell the mother-in-law, would you give the ring and the recipe book back, though? I'm curious.
I mean, it sounds like she really doesn't care. It sounds like the ring just brings her more pain than anything. So she looks at it and thinks of all the betrayal. If she doesn't care.
But sell it.
I'd say, why bring the other things into it? I mean, if it's worth $25,000 and, you know, she can get that.
Might be.
It.
Well, she's fighting for something. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it, Sarah. Anthony's in Minneapolis as well. Oh, did we lose Anthony? Oh, darn it. His phone did something. Let's go to Amy in Lake Elmo. What would you give back? What would you keep? What would you do, Amy?
Hi, guys. You know, I think family heirlooms are really important. And if they mean something to the family and they don't mean anything to her, that she should give those back.
Okay.
You know, I don't think anybody needs to be petty. But the $25,000, if it was a gift, it was a gift. And I wouldn't even, like, give her the time of day to discuss giving it back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there some sort of a law, do you think, if something was a gift, like it can't be asked for back?
Oh, she can ask for it back, but what's she going to do, take her to court? If she takes her to court, it would never stand up. I mean, I hope that it would never go that far. Life's too short to be worrying about these kind of things, but she would have to sue her to get her money back. And unless there's some kind of contract or even an agreement that it was a loan, she's never going to get it back. It was a gift.
It was a joint gift.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't even have discussions about it. I would just say, you know, no, it was a gift and I'm not giving it back. But, you know, I believe that family heirlooms are important. And if they mean something to somebody and they don't mean something to somebody else, there's no sense being petty and that kind of thing. Life's too short for that. I would just give those things back.
Okay. That's nice. Here's a text we got. Went through the exact same scenario in my divorce. They paid the down payment on their house.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. And so when the husband lied and said we had paid them back, I found out when we got divorced, well, his parents said we want half of it. My lawyer made it very clear they cannot ask me to repay them for a joint gift that happened during the marriage. As a gift, it's a gift. And she doesn't have to repay anything.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying block this woman, ghost her. You don't have to do anything. I agree. Give the heirloom back.
Yeah, me too. It's a family thing, and you're not in the family.
Yeah, yeah. And she doesn't want the ring anyway, yeah. So give her the ring. Recipe book, though.
I'm going to keep that. That's years and years of history.
Maybe just for a while. Make her sweat just a little bit because she's treating you like crap. Maybe return it at Christmas time or something.
Or
surprise her. Surprise her one day out of the blue and go, you know what? I'm going to be the bigger person. And then just someday send it to her.
Oh, see, I'd bake a pie with all the recipes in it. Laminate them in it and put it in there and go, there you go.
Okay. There's not one person saying that you owe her $25,000, Jillian.
Woo!
So you are definitely in the clear and we're supporting you on this one.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side, so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Want more ways to show your good side to the world? Donate plasma at a Grifols Center and join thousands of donors who are helping to save lives. Receive up to $1,000 your first month. Learn more at grifolsplasma.com.